obviously the Lib Dems revoking Article 50. And I guess my main concern about it is what that could cause in the country if we decide to go back on the people's vote.
Okay.
Whether there'll be a bit of mayhem.
Okay.
I think that's easier for me to answer. Because the truth is, the Lib Dems would only do that if they had a majority, and wonderful though they are, right, we all know that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, if you vote Lib Dem here, the dream result is a hung parliament, and with a good sizeable section of Lib Dems in there, what we will get is a second referendum.
Right.
And with a second, if a second referendum happens and we vote to remain, the issue of how does the other half of the country feel, although it doesn't go away, is surely mitigated, because at least there's a second democratic process. How is that as an
That's
answer?
A very good answer. Very good. I could have said that.
Okay.
Just to come back on that, also the Lib Dems policy, since 2016 has been for a second referendum. We've tabled 18 amendments in the House of Parliament for a second referendum, of which they've been, Jeremy Corbyn has whipped against them five times, so we were unable to get it through. We went into this election on a clear mandate that if we were to get a democratic mandate from the people and a majority government, which is essentially going from 20 MPs to over 320 MPs, which is a democratic mandate, we would then take that as a mandate to revoke Article 50. That's not going to happen.
No.
Hugh just said it, so it's true. Okay. It's not going to happen, enough. And so therefore we will be pushing for a second referendum in Parliament.
Okay.
So I hope
I
that assuages
that.
Any.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any more?
I think Ron had a question.
Yes, please.
If you do find yourself as part of a hung parliament, a minority government, what will you say when the proposal to remove or greatly reduce student tuition fees is carried about the students of this year and last year and the year before? I have four grandchildren who've clocked up £200,000 worth of debt.
Mm.
Are they going to be faced with having to pay higher taxes in the future to pay for the increased support to their successors?
So, first of all, if there is a hung parliament, we'll go on a vote-by-vote basis, vote-by-vote issue. On student fees, we want an independent review on what that means for students at the moment. That's what is in the Liberal Democrat manifesto. But what we do want to do is bring back maintenance grants. So therefore, students that come from less advantaged backgrounds are able to access university just like everybody else.
Right.